Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Most of the attention so far in Cincinnati politics in 2021 has gone to the race to replace John Cranley as mayor. But there will also be a city council election this year. And with the new faces on city council and 4 of 9 council members term limited out, there's potential for a major change in the look of city council this year. Senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson is here to talk about the potential sea change at City Hall. Good morning, Howard.
Morning.
So there's likely to be a great deal of interest among veteran politicians and newcomers trying to secure one of these 9 council seats this year. What have you seen so far?
What I've seen is an amazing number of people who've taken out petitions to run for city council this year. 75 as of Wednesday. 75. That's just incredible. I haven't seen anything like it. I've been covering Cincinnati politics since 1983.
Well, how many of all the 75 do you think will make it to the ballot this fall?
Well, not all of them. A majority of these people with petitions are total unknowns. Many of them are really going to struggle to get the 500 valid voter signatures that are required to get on a ballot. But I wouldn't be surprised to see a field of, 35 or maybe slightly more.
Now, the filing deadline for Cincinnati City Council candidates, that's not till August 19th. So why do you think now in January there's already so much interest?
Right. Well, if you're going to be a serious candidate, you have to start very early organizing a campaign and raising some money and doing things like creating websites and that sort of thing. Technically, this is a nonpartisan race, so there's no party designations that will be on the ballot. But by March or maybe April, all 3 political parties in Cincinnati are going to begin the process of putting together slates of endorsed council candidates.
Well, talk to us about that. How does this whole endorsement process work?
Well, it's a little bit different in each party, but basically it's like this. You've got 3 parties, the Democratic Party, Republican Party, and the Charter Committee. They generally will invite potential candidates to come in for interviews with a screening committee, and then that committee makes recommendation to whatever the party's governing body is. And that governing body then will vote on an endorsed slate of candidates. Democrats typically endorse for all 9 seats. Republicans, who are, a definite minority in the city, are usually don't have a full slate, maybe 5 or 6. Charter Committee will endorse a few candidates of its own, and then they'll cross-endorse candidates who are running with other party endorsements. That's probably the way it'll work.
And how soon do those endorsements come?
Well, they'll come in the spring, and they'll come, in plenty of time for candidates to use them and to help get their names out there.
So who are some of the top candidates? Do you see anybody interesting that's new?
Well, some of the top candidates are actually not new. A former council member, Kevin Flynn, independent, decided not to run in 2017, is running again. And there's Democrat Michelle Dillingham, who has come very close twice. And this may be her year, I don't know. There's gonna be people like Derek Bowen, who ran and lost 4 years ago. There's a number of new candidates who could catch on. Jamie Castle, who ran for Congress against Winthrop in 2020 and impressed a lot of people. There's a fellow by the name of Bill Frost, who is a native of Great Britain and is a leader in the Charter Committee. Brian Gary, a community activist who's been on the ballot a number of times. And there are more who are going to be serious candidates.
Well, we'll keep our eyes out and see who ends up on the ballot. Thanks so much, Howard.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He has a column today at WVXU.org that goes into more depth on the upcoming council race.